work so hard in a game, and then there's this one mistake at the end what lets you down. It's disappointing, but we know we've lost a big 3 points here, and the only positive is we've got a game Tuesday now, and so we've just got to bounce back and go again.
Thomas Kuschak's made some great saves this season. What did the players say to him at the end? You know, his head in his hands. He looked distraught as he left the pitch.
I don't think there's much you can say to him. He knows he's made a mistake there. He's got enough experience to bounce back from it. It's just, like I said, one of them things, and he knows that he's done a mistake, and yeah, you just got to let him get on with it and not say too much to him.
It shows how goalkeepers sort of come into the limelight, because that was a mistake by Thomas, but then a save even after that goal by Butland that was, you know, a tremendous save. It could have been 3-2 to the Albion.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was a great ball down the line from Gordon. Bucks has done well to cross it. Just like you said, the keeper on a different day probably would have went in, but he was just on form today, and it was a great save.
The manager said in the interview that, you know, there's just been too many times in matches where late goals have been conceded. I mean, what does he say to the players?
It's just concentration, really. I think with goals like that, it's just maybe a lack of concentration. I think we work hard throughout the game. We try to dominate the game. It was a bit hard today with, obviously, the pitch was a bit awkward for us to play on, but it's not really much of an excuse for it. It's just, like I said, it's a bit more concentration at the end. Just need to finish our chances and stop making silly mistakes at the end.
And when you get to the end of the season and look back, there've been a number of drop points away from home. Is the feeling in the dressing room the Albion should be higher than they are in the table?
Yeah, without a doubt. We know we've dropped big points, and I think today is a massive 3 points for us, because realistically we should have won this today. We was the better team by far. Yeah, but we're going to be disappointed. But the only thing is, you just got to keep going and keep battling away and keep doing things right.
On the positive side, a couple of cracking goals, Barnes and the cracking finish from Lopez as well, shows there's some real quality around the squad.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you look at our squad now, we've got a much stronger squad, a lot more quality in the squad. And we proved that today with the goals that we scored today.
And two more positives. First of all, Vicente getting a run out. That must sort of give everybody a lift, despite the result today.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've all been looking forward to seeing Vicente back. He's been back in training, and he's a player that brings unbelievable quality to the team. And when he comes on, he lifts the game, as you can see today. He come on and the crowd warm to him, and the players, when they see him come on, it makes their jobs a lot easier, because you can just give him the ball and he's got the quality to produce. So, yeah, so it's a great feeling to have Vicente back.
What about the new striker? What opportunity have you had to speak to him or to get to know him, Liam?
Well, he's had a few sessions with us. He's the player what everyone's talking about, what we've been missing. A big, strong centre-forward that scores goals. But he's got to work hard to earn his place in the team, and I think he will. He looks like he's got some quality. He's shown that in the training sessions that he's been involved with. Yeah, so just looking forward to getting him out there and see if he can score a few goals for us.
What have the Albion got to do now, Liam, to really force themselves into these playoffs and maybe beyond?
Yeah, I just think we've just got to keep working hard, and we've got to stop dropping silly points. And that's it, really. I think the way we've been playing and the quality that we've been showing has been there. It's just silly mistakes, and we've just got to cut that out now and look forward to the next games.
Final question, how much of a boost was it to walk out freezing cold afternoon to see 1,200 people have travelled up from the south coast today?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've got to say many thanks to the fans. I think it's obviously been difficult the last few days with the weather, and it shows the passion from the fans that they can turn up today in some of these conditions, and they've probably had a nightmare getting there. So, yeah, many thanks to them, and all the boys are really happy to see them here, and they give us that extra lift every day.